Welcome everybody, Shir number 912, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're trying to finish off Simen Reish Tes, Mistakes in Brachos. We are starting the after Brachos, what type of mistakes, B'dieved would be okay, which ones would not. We went through the ones, the Brachos before, and we mentioned last year, want us to do their best to try and fix it up. Okay, so interesting thing, somebody drank wine, right? I drank wine, drank grape juice, says the Mechaber actually, our previous simon, which we were learning for quite a number of weeks or months, simon reish ches, in sif yud zayin, that if somebody drank wine, right, and they benched, they did not wash, they didn't eat bread, but they drank wine and they benched. So when you drink wine, you drink grape juice, you have to make a la gefen val priya gefen, right? I forgot, though. I thought I washed or whatever, and I benched. Is it still good? So interesting concept. The Mechaber actually tells us, and this is actually the first halacha that's the Sefer Yisrael halacha brings down, that Avo Bayayin, he says, and again in Reish Chesif Yudzayin, Avo Bayayin, by wine, Birchas Shalosh, which is benching, Petartai, that would be good. B'dieved, of course, B'dieved, Shem Berach Al Hayayin, Birchas Amazin, if somebody benched on wine, right? If somebody benched on wine, the Birchas Amazin, B'mokam Al HaGefen, is Yatza, they would be Yoytza. So he brings that down also, does the Sefer Lamites Malach, Sefer Yisrael Lachis from the first mix-up. Ta uberach berchas amazin, b'maka me'ein shalosh, al mezainos. Okay, so he talks about that. Oyayin, on wine. If they made the mistake and they benched on wine, but the Evid, after the fact, it would be good. So the question is, why? Ritzalem, it tells us Mishbur and Sifkat Nayim Vav, even if you just drank like this, you drank wine, even not in the middle of a meal, gamkein b'dieved, it would be good. Again, it's not something that you do, but whatever, a person for whatever reason did it, because of the fact that wine satisfies. It's a satisfying, it's a sustaining type of a drink, satisfying type of drink, and it fills you up, just like bread. Okay, we're not going to get into the details. Usually that's not something that happens, but just something interesting to keep in mind. Another interesting thing, somebody ate dates and they benched, believe it or not, also b'dieved. Again, you have to get out of all these situations, but b'dieved, yeah, it still would be good, believe it or not, says the Mechaber over there in Simen Reish Ches, who had in Berach al Hatamarim, somebody benched on dates, only the dates, not all the Shivas Aminim. So he brings that down, does the Sefer Yisrael Lachas also. Somebody benched on dates, it would be Yitzvah, but let's say they benched on grapes, right, or on pomegranates, v'imhoye b'mokam, me'ein sholesh, on a date, so you're supposed to make al-hu'etz v'apiru'etz, right, so it's one of the seven Shivas Aminim. V'imhoye b'mokam, me'ein sholesh, if it was instead of the me'ein sholesh, instead of al-hu'etz v'apiru'etz, shall shar peiros me'ezayin minim, and on one of the other seven, the Shivas Aminim, like grapes, like we said, or whatever, pomegranates, right, so if they bench for that, lo yotze, they're not yotze, that's not gonna, if they did it even by mistake, that's not gonna do the trick. They have to go back and make a alhu eitz val priyu eitz. It's only on dates that it would count. Okay, so the question is, why dates? Why not grapes? Why not the other shivas aminim? Right? Again, all b'dieved, you have to fix it up, but these are case scenarios in case somebody didn't realize it, whatever the case is. Obviously, very far-fetched dates, but be it as it may, it's one of the mistakes in after brachas. It's tamarim, not, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nayin Zayin, the tamarim name Zayin, that dates is also a satisfying type of a thing, ke'ein mine dagon v'shaych behu b'dieved b'ruchas amazin. It's similar to things made out of wheat and so on. Masha ain't kein shar peiros, but other type of fruits, right? Afilu m'shivas aminim, even if they're from the shivas aminim, afilu b'dieved ain't yoytze b'ruchas amazin. It would not help. Obviously, we understand dates, one has to check and make sure there's no worms and has to be checked the right way. These are things that have shrotzim, dates, figs, have to be checked very carefully. And that's person has to know how to do it. Otherwise, you can't just eat dates. So you have to be careful as far as that goes. But if somebody ate dates for whatever reason, or somebody drank wine for whatever reason, and for whatever reason they benched, so that would be, it says the Shulchan Aruch, for the reasons we explained. But the Eved, post facto, would be okay. Meaning, plain and simple, if somebody did not catch themselves, which, like we've been talking about, the various different ways to fix the situation, you would have to go back, you would not have to go back, and you would not have to go back and say, Alawaits Val Priyawaits on those same dates, because, B'dievad Yaitza, whereby the other Shiva Saminim, you would have to go back and say the Alho Eitz Val Priyawaits. Okay, so that's that. Now, as far as interesting, brings down the Sefer Yetzer Halachos, the next mistake, he says, is what about if somebody benched instead of a Bar Nefashos? That's very interesting, right? I benched, I have to make a Bar Nefashos, right? I drank a coffee, or whatever, or maybe somebody ate something, right? That's a Bar Nefashos. Or it could come up in a case in time, possibly. Somebody ate, let's say, a type of a bread that's made out of almond flour, let's say, or made out of purely corn flour, no wheat involved. So that all that's shahako, right? Almond flour, corn flour, when it's pure, not mixed with other type of flours, those would be shahako, and the after bracha will be bar nefashos, let's say, right? So they have to make a bar nefashos. So to berach berachas hamazon, somebody benched b'makom ber nefashos in a case in time where they have to say make a ber nefashos, right? Or any other time, you drank a coffee, person drank a coffee and whatever, they were half asleep, they benched instead, right? Whatever the case is, but it usually would come up. This case could come up where somebody ate bread and they thought it was possibly regular bread. I know by myself, I eat sometimes almond flour bread or whatever, elbow toast, and it's pure shahakol and it's not mixed with other flours, whatever, stuff like that. So then it's it's sometimes it tastes just like regular bread, you know, but it's not, and it's a shahakol and it's ber nefashos, it's pure almond flour. So I have to make a ber nefashos. But I didn't realize, I thought it was real bread, so I benched. So what do I do now? No, it's not good. You have to go back and make a ber nefashos. It would not be good in that case. He brings down tor uberach berchas hamazon. Somebody made a berchas hamazon, somebody benched, but makom ber nefashos, he brings down, is loy yotza. They would not be yotza. And that, those halachas, by the way, could be found. We went through those halachas also. He brings that down from the simon was Reish Zayin, right? Reish Zayin, right before Reish Ches. We went through the brachas of ber nefashos, the halachas of ber nefashos, and that's where he brings it down from. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.